FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back. Nate Lowood here on WCDO as we get set for the second half of the Section 4 Class D Championship contest here between number 2, Tioga, number 4, Unitigo. The Spartans trailing 14-0 here at the half, of course brought to you by Maravito Energy Products. You can call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. And again, a big special thank you to all our special sponsors that are here tonight sponsoring this Unitigo Championship Football Contest. Second straight year they've faced off against Tioga in the championship contest. The Spartans coming in with a record of 8-1. Just another great year if you're a Unitigo Spartans fan to go up and watch football, also soccer. They had a great year there on the girls and boys side, so just a lot to be happy about in terms of Unitigo athletics. As we get set for the second half here, and do the Spartans have some magic? It's going to take some of those seniors, the Ryan Marzell, the Tanner Winchesters of the world, to get some things going and make some big plays here to try to propel Unitigo back into this contest as they trail 14-0 at the half. Jesse Manuel with 2 touchdowns comes as advertised, the 5'8", 150-pound running back for Tioga. He had a great game last year against Unitigo, got all of his yards and touchdowns in the first half, and then sat out the second half. As last year at this point, Tioga had a much bigger lead against the Spartans. In this contest here, it's only 14-0. And Unitigo trying to make a ball game of it here in the second half. It's not the only game here tonight that will happen at Ty Cobb Stadium. After this Class D contest tonight, it'll be a Class A contest, Vestal facing Union Endicott at 8 p.m. As it's an exciting time of year, you have all these teams fighting for sectional crowns in local high school football. And it's just an exciting time of year. Of course, another local team that will play tomorrow from our coverage area at CDO is Norwich, going for the Class B championship. They will face off with Maine Endwell. They'll have their hands full there, but the Purple Tornadoes with a great season. And congratulations to them. They had a little bit of a rough start, but since then they have really been roaring the rest of the season. And so both teams meeting at midfield as Tioga will get the ball to start the second half as they deferred. And Unitigo in those white uniforms here with the green trim. We haven't seen those white uniforms, at least in the radio broadcast, since week one. Seems like a long time ago when they were facing Sydney on the beautiful new turf field up there at Sydney Alumni Stadium. Tioga will go left to right, and they will receive in this second half. They're in the navy blue uniforms with the gold trim, and it'll be Jesse Manuel, I'm sure, a heavy dose of him here in the second half. And just as Unitigo head coach Frank McCroney said, it's all really not just about Manuel, but about the line in front of him that opens up some big holes, excellent blocking. This is a real team unit, reminds us, and I think in our local area, a lot of Walton, who does an excellent job in that department. And who knows, you know, if things go differently, maybe this is a 1-2 final, Walton against Tioga. I'm sure a lot of people were interested to see that matchup, but that's why they play the game. And Seton was able to knock off Walton in the first round of the playoffs, and then Seton falling to Unitigo here last week. Tioga's also 8-1 on the season. Their only loss was to Class E powerhouse Shenango Forts back in week 2, 21-7. So they have had a very, very good year. Josh Fireben will kick off for Unitigo. Jesse Manuel is back to receive here. We'll see if they want to try to keep the ball away from him. A little bit of a squib kick here by Fireben. Does get the ball to Manuel. He streaks through the center. Good running. Gets up to midfield and is taken down right at the 50-yard line. So a nice return there of about 20 yards for Jesse Manuel. And that is where Tioga will start things here in the second half as they lead 14-0. Ball will technically start in that Tioga 49-yard line. And so Unitigo, the defense was called on a lot in that first half to do the best they could, and they will have to do the same and try to hold them on this first drive of the second half. Tanner Winchester with an interception in the first half for Unitigo. First and 10 now for Tioga. And they'll hand off and try to run it right up the gut and picking up 3 or 4 yards here. The lead was Brad Jump on the carry. We'll confirm that here in a second. Jump picking up a couple of yards for the Tigers. And they're in the position now up 2 scores to try to eat a little clock maybe on this first drive. But they have excellent starting position as now they're into Unitigo territory. And it'll be a 2nd and 3, ball on the 44-yard line. And here's the senior quarterback, Sam Burns, under center. Burns handing off to Jesse Manuel, who's tripped in the backfield and maybe picks up a gain of one on the play, as it looked like he tried to cut to the outside and just cleat snagged up in the turf there for a second. Down he goes. That'll bring up a third and four now for Tioga. 1 minute gone in his third quarter. Ball on the 45-yard line as Tioga is in Unitico territory. Sam Burns gets the play from the sideline. 10:45 to go in this third quarter. Tioga with a 14-0 lead. It's the Section 4 Class D Football Championship here from Ty Cobb Stadium, Union Endicott High School. Here's Jesse Manuel. Flag on the play, and he's taken down. And it should be a first down here for Unitico. Dawson Wilsey with the stop here. Ethan Barber a little slow to get up and get back to the huddle. We know he's a tough guy, and we'll be back in there. Looks like the penalty will be against Unitico. We'll see here in just a second. 10:33 to go in this third quarter. Both teams just having a quick word with this officiating crew. And this one will go against Unitico. And blocking below the waist is the official call here on the field against the Spartans. Almost kind of a flip, I guess you could say, is the call. Really hard to tell because they were calling that play in the trenches. And Manuel pretty much leapfrogged right over somebody, so it was hard to see from our vantage point. But it's the net result is a huge gain there, also by Jesse Manuel, and from the penalty. So a first and 10 ball on 19. That's where Tioga will start. They'll hand it up the middle to Brad Jump on this first and 10. So Tioga leading 14-0, and they are into the red zone here on their first drive of the second half. 2 minutes gone in this third quarter. And quarterback for Tioga, Sam Burns, will get the play and bring it into the huddle once again. Tioga taking their time here. Ball is on the 12. It's a second and 3 as the Tigers go left to right. So here's Burns under center. Tioga with that big, beefy front line. And now we'll see if we get a flag on the play. This one might be against Tioga for going a little early. Will be a false start there against the Tigers. So an illegal procedure, that'll back them up. He is second and 8. We'll see what Tioga will do here on this second and long here. Ball on the 17, 9:45 to go, third quarter. 14-0 lead for Tioga. They're looking to add to it. They hand off to Manuel to the outside. Now cuts back through the middle, back to the left side. He's still on his feet. Cuts to the right, bounces to the outside. Dawson Wilsey can't bring him down, and it's a Tioga touchdown. And the Tigers will increase that lead to 20-0 on the first drive of the second half. So a 17-yard pickup and touchdown for Jesse Manuel as he cut through the line and made several changes in direction before bouncing to the outside to score. And another nice run by Jesse Manuel, the Section 4 all-time leading rusher. And just a heck of an athlete here tonight for the Tigers. 9.5 minutes to go. As on to attempt the extra point here is Tanner Folk. Kick is down and up, and it is good. Good hold there for Tioga. They lead 21-0. 9:32 to go in this third quarter. And Tioga, the 2 seed on top of Unitico, the 4 seed, will step away for a quick break. 30 seconds on WCDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Jesse Manuel scores his third touchdown of the night for Tioga. The Tigers leading the Spartans of Unitico 21-0 here in the Section 4 Class D Championship Contest with 9:32 to go third quarter. Thanks for joining me here tonight, Nate Lowe on WCDO, and also on WCDOsports.com, our web stream tonight brought to you by SFCU. If you want to go back anytime on demand, the first half is already uploaded on our website. Just go to the audio archives at WCDOsports.com. Tanner Winchester will field this kickoff here for Unitigo. Breaks it to the 30, out of the 35 before being pushed out of bounds at the 38-yard line. And a 22-yard return here for Tanner Winchester and Unitigo. And that's where they will start their first drive of the second half. All three Tioga touchdowns tonight have been of the short-term variety. Three plays, six plays, and five plays on their scoring drives here tonight. They have had some longer drives, but Unitigo, that's when they've been able to stop them. It's when they've had Jesse Manuel break open some longer runs that they've been able to cash in tonight. 9:22 to go, third quarter, 21-0 lead as Unitigo with the ball for the first time in the second half. Winchester trying to break for the outside. He's brought down. Nowhere to go for Tanner Winchester on that play. And so this will bring up a second and long as Winchester loses one or two on the play. Looks like Justin Fisk breaking through the line there. Senior on the D-line. And Winchester losing 3 yards on the play. Second and 13, Unitigo going right to left. They're in the all-white uniforms tonight. Ball is on their own 36. Firebend is back in the shotgun. He looks to throw. He's got some pressure there from Zwerline. Has nowhere to go and is trying to escape before being wrapped up for a big loss on the play for Unitigo. As the Tigers defense certainly fired up here. Dylan Babcock streaking through as well as Zwerline and Brad Jump on the play. Zach Hutchinson is there as well as Justin Fisk. Several players breaking through, and Firebend was doing a very nice job to escape one or two of those guys, but hard to escape four or five. A third and 21 here for Unitigo on their first drive of the second half with 8:20 to go, third quarter. Tioga leads Unitigo 21-0. Spartans going right to left, ball on their own 28-yard line. This would be a big chance here for Josh Firebend to throw off that arm a little bit. As now we'll have a timeout here by head coach Frank McCroney for Unitigo. And the Spartans trail the Tigers 21-0 here in the championship game, Section 4, Class D final. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll step away. You're listening to live high school football tonight on WCDO.
Angus and Ale, Main Street in Sydney, has incredible specials you won't want to miss. Thursdays, you'll love Angus and Ale's famous large chicken wings during wing night. Then Fridays, enjoy fresh fish of the day. And Saturday night features mouth-watering Angus prime rib. Don't forget our lunch club, too. Buy 9 lunches and get one free. Plus, the holidays will be here before you know it. And with our variety of catering choices, we can make your holiday party stress-free. Angus and Ale, Main Street in Sydney, open at 11 a.m. Tuesday through Saturday. Call 604-427-427.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 8 minutes, 15 seconds to go, third quarter. Coming to you live from Ty Cobb Stadium, Union Endicott High School, Section 4 Class D Championship here tonight on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. Unitigo with a little bit of a hole here in the second half. They trail Tioga 21-0. Tioga, the 2 seed. Unitigo, the 4 seed here for the championship. Firebend throws out into the flat, tried a quick fake, and then was looking on that far side for Ryan Marzell, but the play is broken up. That'll bring up a fourth and long here for the Spartans, and we'll see if Firebend will punt it away here again for Unitigo. So Josh Firebend threw for over 500 yards in that contest against Tioga last year, where Unitigo put up 53 points. Still losing in that game to the Tigers, 80-53. Tonight, they've moved the ball well. No points to show so far on the board. Firebend has to avoid some pressure and gets off a very nice punt on the run, takes a Unitigo roll, and continues to roll all the way down to the 15, the 14, and now the 13-yard line before the Spartans will knock it down there with Jake Joy. And Tioga brought some huge pressure there, and he was able to escape it, get the punt off. 7:57 to go in this third quarter, and a 59-yard punt from Unitigo's Josh Firebend as Tioga takes over on their own 13. They go left to right for the first and 10. I want to thank some of our special Unitigo Championship football sponsors tonight, including the Catalog Outlet Stores of Unadilla, Waste Recovery Enterprises, Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, AmeriGas of Sydney, also Hot Rods Barbecue of Otigo, And a special good luck tonight from the Otigo, Unadilla, and Wells Bridge Fire Departments here, supporting Unadilla football. 7:50 to go, third quarter, and Jesse Manuel on a carry on first and 10, and he'll pick up about 9 yards on the play. Ethan Barber with the tackle. So the ball goes from the 13 up to the 22, and a second and short situation here for the Tigers. And they've had many of those tonight as they picked up some big chunks of yard on first down. And here is the quarterback for Tioga, Sam Burns, under center. Manuel in the backfield and looking for some good blocking for him. Instead, this time, they'll hand off to Brad Jump. He'll pick up the first down out to the 30-yard line. Tioga in their own territory, going left to right. They'll pick up the first down. 7:17 to go in this third quarter, 21-0 lead for Tioga, looking to win their fourth straight Section 4 Class D football championship consecutively. Only two other teams have done that in the history of Section 4 football, so they are looking to join some elite company. And here is Sam Burns under center. We'll hand off to Jesse Manuel. Cuts back through the tackles, but an excellent job here by Unitigo to wrap him up. Ethan Barber with a big bear hug on Manuel and brings him down. One of the nicest tackles we've seen tonight by Ethan Barber. 6:45 to go, third quarter. It's a second and 6 now. Ball on the 34-yard line here for Tioga. Tioga marches up to the line with 15 to go on the play clock. One right wide receiver split out to the left. Manuel in the backfield again with two blockers for him. They'll quickly hand off, and a little confusion there, it looked like. And the handoff is short to Brad Jump, and so this will be a third down and about 5 or 6 yards for Tioga with 6:15 to go. But the clock is certainly their friend at this point as it continues to roll down here in the second half. Again, getting the play from the sidelines is Tioga quarterback Sam Burns. Ball is on the 34, a third and 6 with 6 minutes to go here, third quarter. Unitigo looking for a stop to try to get the ball back, to get some momentum in their favor for the Spartans. And here's the play, and they'll hand off and bounce it to the outside here with Jesse Manuel. He's going to be close to the first down as everyone goes crushing into the pylon over on the far side, and the chain gang got taken out on that one as it was that close to the first down marker. We'll see what the officiating crew says. It looks like he's going to be a little short, which would bring up a fourth and 1 for Tioga. With 5:45 to go, the ball is on the 39-yard line here, third quarter. Tioga on top of Unitigo, 21-0, the Section 4 Class B Championship Contest. Tioga marches right up to the line, no question about going for it here on the 4th and 1. When you have a running game like this, they have a lot of confidence in it. Nate Wilsey tries to break through the line, and he does. He was trying to read that snap count and got the jump. And Unitigo jumps the line, and that will bring up the automatic first down here for Tioga. So the offsides, as Wilsey, his heart's in the right place. He wants to try to stuff that runner. And just a good call there by Tioga, barking out those signals. And Wilsey was just about a second early there for the Spartans. So first and 10 now. Ball on the 44 as Tioga goes left to right after the penalty on Unitigo. That's the kind of night it's been for the Spartans. They've played so well, and then one quick thing has derailed a couple of their other nice things that they've been able to do. First and 10 and a flag on the play, and this one will be against Tioga. A false start there on the Tigers. 5:37 to go, third quarter. This will bring up a first and long here for the Tigers. They lead Unitigo 21-0. And the Spartans' offense has just been off a little bit tonight. Combination of some great Tioga defense and just some of the stars for Unitigo not being able to create like they are normally used to. And some of the plays where they have gotten free have been called back on penalties. 14 Tioga first downs here tonight as they look for another one here, but it's on first and 15. And Adam Zuerlein cuts through the middle for a gain of 3. 12 rushing first downs and 2 via Unitigo penalties first downs here tonight for Tioga. That's how they picked up their 14 first downs on the night. So this will be a second and 8. Ball's on the 46 as Tioga approaches midfield. 5 minutes, 10 seconds to go. Third quarter here from Ty Cobb Stadium, Union Endicott High School. Nate Law with you here tonight on CDO. And I'll hand off here on this second and eight. Try to go right up the middle. Looks like with Brad Jump, he picks up 1, maybe 2 yards. They're right on the logo at midfield here at Ty Cobb Stadium. Nate Wilsey in on the tackle there for the Spartans, as well as Damian Laird. This is a senior class for Unitego that includes Wilsey and Marzell and Winchester, several other key components. They don't want to see this be their last contest here tonight. They'll have to come up with some special plays here in the second half to try to extend this Unitego season. The third and five now, 4:30 to go, third quarter. Ball on the 49 as Tioga goes left to right. Burns drops back, throws, tipped at the line, and then almost intercepted by Nate Wilsey before the ball is knocked down to the turf. So it was tipped at the line. Unitego was breaking through, and I believe it might have been Ethan Barber who got the big bear paw up and knocked it down. As that ball was thrown to the left side, Manuel was out there. He was covered pretty well, but that's where the quarterback, Sam Burns, was looking to go. And now it looks like it will punt it away here, Tioga, with Tanner Folk. Just their second punt of the night. Unitego bringing some pressure, but Folk gets it off. And Tioga will down this one at about the 28-yard line. That's where Unitego will take over for their second drive here of the second half. 4:14 to go in this third quarter. And that's where Unitego will take over. 21-0 lead for Tioga over Unitego. We'll keep it right here as Unitego quickly marches out onto the field. Just another quick thank you to some of our special Unitego Championship football sponsors tonight, including Jessup Howe's Building Supplies of Sydney Center, Otigo Family Dental, and C.H. Landers Funeral Home of Sydney. Unitego handing off to Nate Wilsey on first down. Nice pickup there as he will work his way up to the 35-yard line. 4:05 to go, third quarter. 21-0 lead for the Tigers over the Spartans here in the Section 4 Class D Championship Contest. And a 9-yard pickup here for Nate Wilsey. That clock continues to tick, tick, tick. Unitego now with 4 wide receivers, and they have 3 guys split out to the left. Firebed drops back, fakes on a pump fake. Now they'll look to take off. Picks some up some room to the 40, to the 41 before being knocked out of bounds. Nice hit there by Brad Jump on Josh Firebed, and a flag on the play. We'll see who this flag is on. It looked like some fisticuffs after the ball was out of bounds. And if this is on a late hit, maybe on Tioga, this could pick up some big yardage for Unitego. No official word yet from this Zebra crew. It will be on Tioga. And so it looks like Brad Jump heading back over to the sideline, pleading his case here to head coach Nick Aiello. And this will give Unitego some big yardage. So the late hit will get Unitego down into Tioga territory on the 15-yard penalty. So 3:36 to go, third quarter. Tioga leads Unitego 21-0 in the Section 4 Class D Championship Contest. And Unitego going right to left in the all-white here on the 44-yard line of Tioga. Firebent throws out to Marzell. He quickly makes a cutback, picks up 2 or 3 yards, and now the ball is loose on the turf, and Tioga will pick up and take over. Ball just popped right out of Marzell's hands. And Brad Jump will get the recovery here for Tioga, and that's where the Tigers will take over. It's just like we've talked about here tonight. Unitego will put together a couple of nice plays, get a drive going, and then a turnover or some other penalty will hurt them and give the ball back to Tioga. And Marzell, you know that had to be either a heck of a hit or a nice strip, because he is one of the strongest players that Unitego has. For that ball to pop out, that would take a big effort on the other side of Tioga. They'll hand off to Zwerline here on 1st and 10. They start from their own 41 going left to right. Zwerline picks up a gain of about 2 yards. Morrison on the tackle here for Unitego. 3:15 to go in this third quarter. Tioga leads 21-0. A 2nd and 6 now for Tioga. Ball on their own 45-yard line. Tioga in their navy blue with the gold trim, looking to get back to the state tournament, a place they have been many times over the last few years. And right now, Unitego standing in their way. Zwerline is in the backfield looking to block here for Jesse Manuel, who has 3 touchdowns, all 3 for Tioga. They lead 21-0. Manuel to the outside. He's taken down by Unitego On the outside, Morrison is in there once again, as well as Damian Laird, bringing those two together to bring down Jesse Manuel. Maybe a gain of one on the play. 2:30 to go. This is the best starting field position in 8 possessions tonight here so far for Tioga. So Unitigo has had chances in pinning them in deep on some nice punts from Fireben and some good kickoffs. Well, Tioga still continuing to move it forward. Here is a first down run right up the middle there by Adams Zorline. The junior running back will get into Unitigo territory and down to the 46-yard line. It's good for another Tioga first down. Clock starts back up here as we approach 2 minutes to go in the third quarter in the Section 4 championship contest here in Class D tonight. The Class A final will be at 8 o'clock on a chilly night here at Ty Cobb Stadium, but pretty nice football weather. We've seen a little bit of snow. And Frank McCroney said earlier in the week, as long as it doesn't rain, I'll be happy with the weather. Here's a run on 1st and 10, right up the middle. Looked like it was Brad Jump, the ball carrier. And he is taken down by Unitigo. Jacob Morrison on a tackle there for Unitigo. Riley Hanrahan got his fingertips in there as well to help bring down Jump. Minute and a half to go. Third quarter, 2nd and 3. Ball is on the 39. Other rushers here tonight for Tioga. Jump has 12 carries for 52 yards, and Zwerline, 7 carries for 39 yards. Here's a handoff to Jesse Manuel on a 2nd and 3, and he'll pick up the first down. Gets to about the 34-yard line of Unitigo as Tioga goes left to right. That should be good for a first down here for the Tioga Tigers. And just when you think that maybe Unitigo will pin them, another run by one of these stellar running backs here for the Tigers, especially Jesse Manuel, and they continue to pick up first downs. So we're under a minute to go. Third quarter here, Tioga scored once in this quarter so far after leading at the half 14-0. Two wide receivers split out here, and they'll hand off his Zwerline. He's up the middle, and he carries the pile for 3 or 4 yards. Manuel has 23 carries, for 256 yards and all 3 Tioga touchdowns. Lair and Hanrahan on the tackle. Clock is stopped on the play. A 21-0 lead here for Tioga. 42 seconds to go in this third quarter. Flag on the play, it looked like. Looks like this will be against Tioga, which could push them back here a little bit. With 42 seconds to go, we'll see where exactly the ball is spotted. As Unitigo starting to run out of time here as we approach this fourth quarter, so the call will back up Tioga to the 43-yard line. And so this will bring up a tough field position spot here for Tioga. 1st and 33. Ball is on the 43-yard line after the penalty there. And now Manuel is split out as a wide receiver to the right side. So we'll see if they look to pass to him. And there's the handoff fake. Unitigo bringing some pressure there with Ethan Barber, and they will wrap up. The Tioga quarterback, Sam Burns, as they tried a little play fake to go deep to Manuel, but Unitigo bringing too much pressure. And Marzell and Ethan Barber breaking through two physical good players here for Unitigo, and they bring down Sam Burns, the Tioga quarterback. Down to 20 seconds to go here as the clock continues to run down. This will be a 3rd and 22 now, it looks like, for Tioga, and they will just walk off the field as time will tick down, as they will lead 21-0 at the end of the third quarter. And Unitigo looking to hold them here on this third and long. When we come back, we'll start the fourth quarter. I'm Nate Lowell. You're listening to live high school championship football tonight on WCDO.
October is cruise sale month at Catskill Travel at 24 River Street in Sydney. Sales like this. The second person cruises for half price on Royal Caribbean. Sail Celebrity Cruise Lines and choose from 3 discounts. free gratuities, shipboard credit of up to $300, or free beverage package, plus many other cruise sales. But they end October 31st, so stop by Catskill Travel to book your cruise and save during Cruise Sale Month. Remember, Catskill Travel has moved to 24 River Street in Sydney, next to R.E. Wilbur Supply. Call 563-2156.
Do you get hungry late at night? Work second shift and leave starving? Everything is closed, right? Wrong! The Sydney McDonald's drive-thru is open late all week long. Sunday nights till 11 p.m., Monday through Wednesday night till midnight. And yes, the Sydney McDonald's drive-thru is open 24 hours, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. So if you get hungry late at night, no problem. Just stop by the Sydney McDonald's drive-thru on Delaware Ave in Sydney.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Here on CDO as Tioga leads Unitigo 21-0 as we start the fourth quarter here. It was a long pass there to Jesse Manuel on that 3rd and 22. This will bring up a 4th and 6 now for the Tigers, and it looks like they'll go for it here early in this fourth quarter with a 21-0 lead as they are going right to left now in those navy blue uniforms, the gold trim. Unitigo in the all-white uniforms tonight with the green trim on this 4th and 6. From the 30-yard line of Unitigo, Tioga with the ball and the lead, looking to maybe extend it here a little bit on this 4th and 6. Unitigo looking for a stop and to get the ball back, as their possessions in the second half have not gone the way I'm sure they would draw them up in the dressing room. And so here is Sam Burns, the quarterback for Tioga, barking out some signals. We'll see if this is a handoff to Manuel. It's a fake. He'll roll, and it's quarterback keeper. To the outside, he's going to be close, and I think he's going to have enough for the first down before being brought down on the outside by Dawson Wilsey and Kyle Spaulding, and that's enough for a Tioga first down. 11:24 to go in this fourth quarter, and that's a Tioga first down as they are marching again, looking for their fourth score of the night. Unitigo, I tell you folks, has done a valiant job here on defense, but Tioga just a tough machine to stop here once they get going. 1st and 10, ball is on the 18 as Tioga goes right to left. Here's Burns under center. Hands off to Manuel. Nice little stutter step. Goes to the right side, to the 10, to the 5. Does he get in? Yes, he will. Breaks a tackle there from Winchester, overpowers him, and into the back of the end zone for a Tigers touchdown. They now lead 27-0. Jesse Manuel picks up his 4th touchdown of the contest, and he is just a load to bring down as he picks up his 4th touchdown here of the night. So Manuel, 4 TDs, 24 carries for 275 yards. And in to attempt the extra point is Tanner Folk with 11:03 to go in this 4th quarter. And we'll have a whistle here as somebody jumped a little early on this extra point attempt for Tioga. Looks like they will go for 2 now, as they will be backed up after that penalty will go against Unitigo, actually. So they will be a little bit closer here. So they will bring in Jesse Manuel and the rest of their running back crew to maybe try to punch it in for 2 here to keep this cushion lead if they can. 11:03 to go, 4th quarter. It's currently a 27-0 lead for Tioga. Manuel in the black backfield with 2 blockers. And they'll hand off instead to Zwerline. Actually to Jump. Brad Jump is the ball carrier. Zwerline with a block. The 2-point conversion is good. So it's 29-0. Tioga over Unitigo. We'll take a quick break. And we'll come back with Tioga leading Unitigo 29-0. I'm Nate Lull, and you're listening to Live High School Football Tonight on WCDO.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything, downtown Sydney Center.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 11:03 to go, fourth quarter. Section 4 Class D Championship football. It's 29-0 Tioga on top of Umatigo. They led 14-0 at the half and two touchdowns here in the second half. Also by Jesse Manuel. He has all four Tioga touchdowns tonight. And they lead 29-0 here. Tioga kicking off to Tanner Winchester, and he will scoop it up at the Umatigo 20. Nice stutter step move, gets to the 30-yard line before being tripped up. Nice tackle there by Nick Sargent of Tioga. That's where Umatigo will start. Tioga has had 8 possessions tonight and 4 touchdowns, and they're 2-for-2 on fourth down plays. They picked one up, a first down on the run by Burns, and one was on a Umatigo penalty. So 8 possessions and 4 TDs tonight for Tioga. And here's Umatigo with 10:58 to go in this contest. First and 10, they'll go left to right in the all-white uniforms tonight. Ball is on their own 30-yard line. Here's Josh Firebend. Takes the handoff. Now drops back. Throws one up top looking for Winchester. He'll haul it in and brings it down into Tioga territory at the 40-yard line. That's the longest pass play Umatigo's had tonight. And the first long reception for Tanner Winchester. He was in one-on-one coverage, and they find him on the outside. So a 29-yard reception. Good for a Umatigo first down. First and 10. Ball on the 41-yard line. 10:52 to go here in this fourth quarter. Umatigo trails Tioga 29-0. And here's Firebend looking to fire again. Rolls to his right. Has 3 guys after him. Heaves one up in the air, and it's caught by Winchester again. He brings it down, and it's a Umatigo touchdown. No flags on the play. He had Jesse Manuel in coverage, and this time Tanner Winchester wins that battle, had a little bit extra height on him, and is able to catch it and run it in the extra 10 yards, and a touchdown here for Umatigo brings the score to 29-6 with 10:33 to go fourth quarter. And the Spartans with 2 big pass plays, that's what we've seen from them all season long, and they hadn't been able to get that going here tonight against this tough Tioga defense. And 2 plays, they moved the ball right down the field. Firebend is on for the extra point. It is up and good. So the long pass play to Tanner Winchester, and it's now 29-7 with 10:33 to go fourth quarter. We'll take a break. We'll come right back. You're listening to Live High School Football tonight on WCDO.
As a small business owner, you are busy meeting the needs of your customers and your staff. Who's there to help meet your needs? Well, come speak with me. I'm Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance. I can help with all your business insurance needs, including workers' compensation and disability. We also have markets for group health and dental plans. Please give me a call at 563-9955 for a free, relaxed, no-pressure analysis of your business insurance needs. That's Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or in Oneonta, Route 7 on the East End.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Well, Umatigo scores their first touchdown of the night. A bomb from Firebend to Tanner Winchester. Tioga 29, Umatigo 7. We'll see if perhaps Josh Firebend and Umatigo tries a little onside kick now, or will they go deep? No, they'll try the onside. This one takes a Umatigo bounce, but somehow Tioga finding it. Matt Jump is able to fall on it. That took the bounce just when you'd want it to, but Jump played it perfectly, and that's where Tioga will take over. 10.5 minutes to go in this fourth quarter, and that is where Tioga will take over, going right to left on their own 48-yard line. And now the Umatigo defense, which has seen a lot of time out there tonight, trying to stop Jesse Manuel with 10.5 minutes to go. We'll have to try to do it again. First and 10 here, ball on the 48. As Manuel, 4 touchdowns tonight here, 275 yards on 24 carries. And here is Sam Burns, the quarterback under center. We'll hand off to Zwerline. He cuts through. He gets to the 40 and out of the 35 before Dawson Wilsey for Umatigo can bring him down, as well as Tanner Winchester. And Zwerline making his case as one of the other feature backs here for Tioga. And that'll be a first down. Really seems like sometimes when you do something against Tioga, just like Moravia did last week when they had that long drive for a touchdown, it just fires them up even more. And they have come back after this Umatigo touchdown and looks pretty good moving the ball pretty swiftly here on this drive. And this will be a penalty against Umatigo as well, a personal foul, which will give them even more yardage. and bring the ball down even deeper into Unitego defensive territory, down to the 19-yard line. And Tioga moving the ball well here early in this fourth quarter. Ball is on the 19. It's a first and 10. Tioga leads 29-7 after Unitego got on the board with that Tanner Winchester touchdown. Jesse Manuel is out on the right wing in the wide receiver position. And now Jump will run it up the middle here, kind of using Manuel as a decoy there, and maybe a gain of one or two here for Jump. Clock ticks down to 10 minutes to go. Second and six, ball on the 15-yard line here for Tioga. They're in the red zone going right to left here. Looking for his fifth touchdown of the contest would be Jesse Manuel if they decide to go to him again. And Tioga taking their time. They break the huddle. Play clock down to 10. 9:40 to go, fourth quarter. Tioga leads 29-7. Here's the snap. They hand off to Manuel. Jets through the middle and down to the 5-yard line or so before being taken down there by Riley Hanrahan of Unitego. And Wilsey also in on the tackle there for Unitego. And so this is another Tioga first down here. First and goal for the Tigers. Ball on the 8-yard line, so a first and 8 for the Tigers. Clock starts back up, and Tioga willing to just take some time as Sam Burns gets the play from the sideline and will bring it in. 20 seconds to go on the play clock. 19 rushing first downs here for Tioga on the night, and they've had, you know, some excellent opportunities on first down where they've been able to pick up 6, 7, or 8 yards to give them that second and short. And here on first and 10, Manuel cuts to the outside, bouncing to the right, maybe picks up one or two on the play. Clock continuing to tick down as Jared Smith with the tackle. So a second and goal here for the Tigers. Unitego trying to hold strong on defense. Some of these seniors had such a great career here for Unitego, getting back to this championship contest 2 years in a row. Winchester, one of those seniors who just scored on that long pass from Firebend on the last drive for the Spartans. Second and 8 here for Tioga, and they'll give it to Jesse Manuel, and he's easy up through the middle, and a touchdown here, his fifth touchdown of the night. And it's 35-7. Tioga on top of Unitego with 8:21 to go, fourth quarter. And Manuel, when he disappears into that line, and he's going to squirt out somewhere on the other side, and that time it was right into the end zone. Tough to bring down. Only 5'8", 150 pounds. And so Tanner Folk is in for the extra point here. And there's the snap. The hold is good, and up through the uprights, Tioga gets the extra point. They lead 36-7 with 8:21 to go in the fourth quarter. We'll step away. You're listening to live high school football tonight on WCDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry. From minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business, for professional quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. Nate Lowe with you here on WCDO. 8:21 to go, fourth quarter. Section 4 Class D Championship Contest. Tioga leads Unitego 36-7. Another thank you to some of our special Unitego football sponsors tonight: Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, Catalog Outlet Store of Unadilla, Cohen and Frazier Builders of Franklin, also Hot Rods Barbecue of Otego. And here is a run back by Dawson Wilsey on the kickoff by Tioga. He works his way into Tigers territory and down to about the 46-yard line. So Dawson Wilsey, nice job fielding that kickoff and gets it into Tioga territory, and that's where Josh Firebend and this offense will take over. They move the ball, probably the best they have tonight on their last drive, which resulted in their first score of the evening. We'll see what they do here. First and 10 as they go left to right. Ball is on the 46. 8:14 to go fourth quarter. Tioga with a 36-7 lead. Firebend in the shotgun, standing on the 50-yard line. Looking for some options, throws over the middle, and it's a complete pass here to Winchester, who stays in bounds, hops up over a receiver, does a little 180, and to the 25-yard line. So a first down here for Unitigo. Tanner Winchester, we didn't see a lot of his usual athletic plays in the first half, and we've seen a lot of them here in this fourth quarter. So a 22-yard pickup there for Winchester. Picked up about an extra 5 of that on the ground after deciding to stay in bounds. Just chip away a few more yards. First and 10 for Unitigo. They're on their 24-yard line here, the Tioga 24, excuse me. Firebend throws out looking for Marzell, and it's up over his hands on the far side and out of play. 7:55 to go, fourth quarter. Firebend and Marzell have not been able to hook up tonight the way they usually have. And Marzell had that beautiful run back in the first half that was taken away by a penalty. So he has been a little quiet tonight than we are used to seeing. Let's see if Unitigo can get him involved here. Second and 10, ball's on the 24. Unitigo marching down into Tioga territory. They trail 36-7 here with 7:55 to go in the game. Firebend marking out the signals, gets it in the shotgun, and he's going for the back of the end zone here with Marzell, who wins that one-on-one battle, and it's a touchdown for Unitigo. We just said Marzell and Firebend hadn't been on the same page, but they hook up there. Firebend lofted one up into the end zone. We've seen them run that play many times this year, and Ryan Marzell comes down with it for a Unitigo touchdown, and it's 36-13 with 7:48 to go in this fourth quarter, and Firebend is on for the extra point. So two nice drives here by Unitigo resulting in touchdowns to Winchester and Marzell. And here's Firebend on for the extra point. Hold is down, and it's blocked at the line. It was a little low, couldn't get through. Firebend now with 5 completions in his last 6 passes. He's really woken up here in this fourth quarter. The extra point, though, is blocked. It's 36-13. Tioga on top of Unitigo. 7:48 to go in the contest. You're listening to the Section 4 Class D Championship football game here on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles on the lot. Every make and model from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and so many more. And remember, guaranteed credit at Butler Auto Sales, service and rentals, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. The name your friends, family, and neighbors know and trust. Shop 24/7 online at butlerautosales.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
7:48 to go in the contest. The Tioga leads 36-13 with 2 straight drives for Unitigo, ending up in touchdowns to Tanner Winchester and to Ryan Marzell. And here's Josh Firebend. Will Unitigo try the onside kick again? Last one was recovered by Tioga. We'll see if Firebend kicks this one deep or not. This time he'll kick the onside to the right side. It takes a bounce and is stopped there by Tioga and recovered at the 47-yard line. That one just didn't take the jump the last one did, and that's what Unitigo was looking for, to buy themselves a couple extra seconds to get down there. And so Unitigo will come back out on defense, Tioga on offense. The Tigers of Tioga and the navy blue with the gold trim, 7:47. To go here, fourth quarter. Tioga leads Unitigo 36-13. First and 10 from the Tioga 47. Both teams have scored on their last 2 possessions. As it's been an entertaining start to the fourth quarter here after the third quarter really flew by. Hand off to Jesse Manuel here on first and 10. Manuel to the 40 and then falling down with Kyle Spaulding coming over. And pretty smart play, actually, by Jesse Manuel. He picked up the yardage he needed and then almost taking himself down here. No need to get hurt at this juncture in the game here for Tioga. It looks like the Tigers are in control of this contest here tonight. Might be punching their tickets to the state tournament again if they can hold on against this tough Unitigo team. Manuel, over 300-yard rushing yards tonight, 5 touchdowns, 28 carries for the junior tailback. 7:20 to go in this fourth quarter. Manuel is in the backfield. And here is Brad Jump, the quarterback. Now over to Manuel, who will pick up 3 or 4 yards on the play. Winchester with the tackle there. We're down to 7 minutes to go here in this fourth quarter. 2nd and 6. Ball is on the Unitigo 35 as Tioga goes right to left. And Tioga now working some clock in the huddle. Play clock is down to 15 before Sam Burns, the QB, will bring the play in from the sideline. And Unitigo forced to stand and wait, essentially, at this point. Tioga has all their timeouts left in the second half. Unitigo took one, so they still have 2 left to try to stop the clock. Now a run by Jesse Manuel, and a flag on the play will go against Unitigo to Ryan Marzell. Manuel will pick up the first down. Flag on the play. It looked like maybe Marzell got a piece of the face mask there of Jesse Manuel. Officiating crew taking a look at this one. It will go against Unitigo, which will tack more yardage on to the end of that run. Face mask is the call. 6:27 to go, fourth quarter. Tioga on top of Unitigo, 36-13. And this will be a first down now after the penalty. And we'll bring the ball all the way down to the 15-yard line here. So Tioga knocking on the door once again. They led 14-0 at the half. And Unitigo has put up a couple of points here on 2 touchdowns in the second half, one by Winchester, one by Marzell. But the Tioga offensive machine continuing to move its way forward. We want to make sure to stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll give out our 3 awards here tonight, brought to you by the Catalog Outlet, NBT Bank, and ACCO Brands of Sydney. We'll have our Dynamic Defense, our Outstanding Offense, and our All-Purpose Award to give away here tonight. Now here's the handoff, and up the middle they go with Brad Jump. It was a 1st and 10 ball on the 15, and Jump picks up about 5 yards on the play. And Tioga in the red zone down to the Unitigo 10-yard line once again as that clock continuing to tick and tick and move down. All in favor of Tioga at this point. 2nd and 4, ball is on the 9-yard line here, fourth quarter. As again, the play comes in from the sideline with Sam Burns, play clock down to 15. Unitigo and Tioga both 8-1, both state ranked. Both have worked their way to this championship contest here for the right to represent Section 4 in the Class D state tournament. And they'll hand off to Jesse Manuel. He goes to the outside, and Ethan Barber is there to bring him down, as well as Riley Hanrahan in on the tackle for Unitigo. So we hit 5 minutes to go in the contest. Tioga on top, 36-13. It looks like it'll be a 3rd and 5 here for Tioga. Ball is on the 10-yard line as they go right to left. They are deep in Unitigo defensive territory. Tioga bringing in a few different players from the outside here as that clock continues to run down. Play clock nearing 10 as they break the huddle. Manuel is split out to the right as a wide receiver as Tioga taking their time. Play clock down to 3 before they snap, though. We'll go up the middle there with Adam Zwerline, and Zwerline is close to the goal line here. Zwerline will be inside the 5 when he's brought down, but it's enough for a 1st down here for Tioga. Stopping the clock with 4:29 to go. So a 1st and goal here for the Tigers as they lead 36-13. Clock starting again. Play clock down to 15 as Unitigo not electing to use any of those timeouts to try to stop the clock. As Tioga continuing to move the ball very well on offense here in the second half with Jesse Manuel, who is over 300 yards rushing. They'll hand off this time to Brad Jump. He's up the gut and in for a Tioga touchdown. So Brad Jump scores, and it's the 1st person not named Jesse Manuel to score tonight here for the Tigers. As they score their 6th touchdown here of the contest, they now lead 42-13 with 4 minutes to go in this fourth quarter. And Tanner Folk is on for the extra point here. We saw Folk warming up earlier and kicking some long-distance field goals. Has a heck of a kick on it. And the extra point is up and good for Tioga. They lead 43-13 in the Section 4 Class D Championship football game here tonight. I'm Nate Lowell. We'll step away and be right back. You're listening to Live High School Football tonight on WCDO.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back here. Tioga leads 43-13 in the Section 4 Class D Championship game. The winner of tonight's contest will get either Sandy Creek or Dodgeville. Sandy Creek ranked fourth in the state right now. Dodgeville is seventh. That game up at Cicero North Syracuse next weekend on the 14th at 5 p.m. Dodgeville is ranked seventh in the state. And Sandy Creek ranked fourth. Tioga ranked third right now. New Otsego ranked fifth in the state coming into tonight's contest. And now they will try an onside kick here for Tioga, it looked like. And they took off down the sideline after they recovered it, but I don't believe the ball went 10 yards. 4-0-1. And New Otsego faithful not pleased with Tioga trying an onside kick at that point. Ball not going 10 yards, so that's where Unitigo will take over at about the 49-yard line as they will go left to right. 4 minutes to go in this fourth quarter as Unitigo will take possession right there. Firebend getting set here for the Unitigo Spartans. Clock down to 3:50 to go here, fourth quarter. Unitigo trailing 43-13. Actually, it must have gone 10 yards because Tioga is going to pick it up here. I thought they were saying that it didn't go the 10 yards, but so Tioga will keep the ball here and run it up the middle and try to eat some clock here late in this contest, up 43-13, 3.5 minutes to go. So that clock did go far. That ball did go far enough on the onside kick, and that's where Tioga will take over. And so they work the clock all the way down towards 3 minutes to go in the contest. Second and 9 here for the Tioga Tigers. Ball on the 48-yard line as they go right to left. Play clock already down to 10. They haven't broken the huddle, and Tioga is content to just eat some time off this clock here deep in this fourth quarter as we're under 3 minutes to go. Play clock down to 3. They're up to the line, and they'll get it off in time and hand it off to Jesse Manuel. Runs to the far side, is taken down on that far side by Damian Laird. So 2:45 to go, fourth quarter, 43-13. And Tioga, with a win here tonight, will win their fourth straight Section 4 Class D football championship and increase their Section 4 playoff winning streak to 12 straight games. Their last loss came to Walton back in 2010. And so just a huge win here tonight for Tioga over Unitigo with 2 minutes 15 seconds to go as they will await the winner of Sandy Creek or Dodgeville. Again, another run up the middle, and that will continue to eat some time off the clock as Brad Jump is stopped after a gain of 2. So we're at 2 minutes to go here in the contest, and you want to make sure to stay tuned for our quick post-game show tonight with awards from the Catalog Outlet, NBT Bank, and ACCO Brand. So this will be a 4th and 8 now, ball on the 47-yard line. Play clock is at 20. And Tioga with a comfortable lead here over Unitigo, who has had a heck of a season, 8-1. Only loss was to Walton at home, 46-28, back in early October. And Tioga will punt this one away. And Tanner Winchester will let it roll as Tioga getting it back all the way to the 8-yard line, and that's where the Spartans will take over. 1:22 to go in the contest here. 43-13 is the score. We'll take a quick break here as we'll come back and wrap things up here on WCDO.
We're specialists in you, Robert Zinecamp Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes, and we take care of you.
Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lull with you here on WCDO from Ty Cobb Stadium, Union Endicott High School. And it's Tioga with a 43-13 lead over Unitego with a minute and 22 seconds to go here in the contest. Unitego has the ball. First and 10 ball on the 32-yard line here. And Tioga will take a knee here. And the clock will tick down to a minute, and both teams are conceding that this contest is over, and Tioga pretty excited here tonight to win a Section 4 Class D championship. 50 seconds on the clock as it continues to run down. This will be their fourth straight championship contest. And a big win here tonight for Tioga. A special thank you again to all our Unitego sponsors that were a big part of helping us do tonight's broadcast here, as Unitego making their second straight trip to the Section 4 Class D championship game. As Tioga pretty excited on their sideline, they are headed back to the state championship here. They will win 43-13 over Unitego. A great season here for the Spartans. Jesse Manuel and Nate Wilsey exchanging a nice handshake at midfield. We'll take a break. We'll come back with our post-game awards. 43-13. Tioga on top of Unitego. They win the Section 4 Class D football championship here tonight. Stay tuned for more here on WCDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank mobile banking, you can download it. NBT Bank mobile banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
When shopping for a new mattress or home furnishings and decor, look no further than the area's value leader, the Catalog Outlet Stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville, where you will find their large selection and everyday low prices are the best around. At the Catalog Outlet, you will find quality brand name home furnishings for every room. Save on sofas starting at just $299 and recliners from only $199 every day. Save on bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, TV consoles, bunk beds, and much more. For a good night's sleep, treat yourself to a new mattress from the Catalog Outlet's in-store sleep setters, where mattresses by Spring Air, Eclipse, Therapeutic, and American Bedding are featured in every size and comfort level. Nobody sells mattresses for less. The Catalog Outlet Stores are open 7 days a week in Unadilla at the corner of Martin Brook and Railroad Streets, in Oneonta's West End at 357 Chestnut Street on State Highway 12 North Norwich, and in Margaretville at 743 Main Street, or visit online at CatalogOutletOnline.com. Low prices, best selection, and service with a smile. Only at the Catalog Outlet, offering you the best for less.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome into our post-game show. Nate Lowell here on WCDO as Tioga takes down Unitego 43-13. A valiant effort tonight here by the Unitego Spartans. Tioga, a very good team. They fall to them for the second year in a row in the Section 4 Class D championship game. Let's do our awards tonight. First, we'll do our Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by the Catalog Outlet. The Catalog Outlet is your store for over 1,000 items for a good deal and a good deal more. Shop the Catalog Outlet with stores in Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville. We'll give that award to Ethan Barber here tonight. He had several nice tackles on Jesse Manuel, did everything he could, and really left it all out on the field. Ethan Barber is our Dynamic Defense Award winner tonight. The NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award is brought to you by NBT Bank, serving our area communities for over 150 years and proud to support the area's high school athletes. NBT, for everything that counts, member FDIC. 5 touchdowns tonight for Tioga's Jesse Manuel. He will get our Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank. over 300 yards rushing. Had an excellent night here tonight. Jesse Manuel will get our MBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. Our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, supporting youth in our local community. They're happy to be part of our high school sports on WCDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer. Tanner Winchester will get that award here tonight. Did a nice job here tonight defensively, came up with an interception, had a touchdown catch in the second half as well, where I feel he started to get on the same page there with Josh Firebend a little bit. So Tanner Winchester with our award there tonight for Unitigo on the All-Purpose Award. So 43-13, Tioga advances on to the state tournament for the fourth straight time. They join some elite company there. There's only been two other teams in Section 4 football history that have won four consecutive sectional titles. So they are a big Class D machine. Unitigo, you can't take anything away from them. An 8-2 season, really nice job here for Unitigo. Their losses this year to Walton and to Tioga. So you can't take much away from the Spartans. A real joy for us to watch them here this year. Well, that's going to do it for tonight's broadcast. As 43-13 is the final, Unitigo falling in the finals here tonight. And again, a special thank you to all of our sponsors that were a huge help in us being able to be here and cover the Unitigo Spartans. I know the kids really appreciate all the extra support. Let's run through that list once again. Of course, the Otigo, Unadilla, and Wellsbridge Fire Department send along their best. Conan Fraser Builders, Sydney Federal Credit Union, Quality Hardwoods and Twin Valley Finished Lumber, Catalog Outlet Stores, Waste Recovery Enterprises, the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, Egley Machine Company of Sydney, Shindello Federal Credit Union, AmeriGas, Jeff F. Howes Building Supplies, the new Unadilla Fasteners Company in Sydney, Hot Rods Barbecue of Otigo, NBT Bank, Otigo Family Dental, and C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney. A big thank you to Greg Davey here tonight at the broadcast booth, keeping excellent stats as usual, and Joe Gardner back in the CDO studios. You can always go back and listen to our games on demand in our audio vault at WCDOSports.com. I'm Nate Wall. Thank you, and have a good night from WCDO Sports.